This week's Scrap Heap Challenge is heading downhill fast. We're on the piste and we're taking no prisoners as we dabble in a bit of extreme sport. Welcome to my scrap heap, where rusty relics are roughly wrought into mighty metal machines. This week, our scrap-happy, super-cool teams are embarking on an Arctic adventure.
The challenge is to build a one-man snowmobile capable of racing around our scrap heap slalom. Only the team with ice-cool nerves will power their way to victory, leaving the losers out in the cold and slipping seamlessly through to the next round.
First up, it's Clan Meccano. They're a family team of bodging bravehearts from north of the border.
I'm Stephen, I'm an MOT tester from Edinburgh, and I'm the captain of the Meccano clan. My teammates are David, my big brother, and Colin, my dad. David's always been the brains of the bunch, and you don't get much closer than your brother.
I'm David Ellis, I'm a mechanical design engineer. Stephen's completely off the planet, he really is, he's an absolute head case.
Just a trim shot back inside.
And Colin's the complete opposite. Colin's the cool, calm, collected one. Colin should be the one that would be able to pull things together and will always make you laugh.
Hurry up, we'll put the kettle on.
Hi, I'm Colin, I'm a support worker in Edinburgh and I'm with the Meccano clan. I enjoy working with the boys. We have a great sense of humour together.
Can you find the bolts? If in doubt, just smash it out.
We can hit it with hammers, we're happy.
Calming down the crazy clansmen is their expert, fellow Scot Dave Patterson. Dave's a mountain rescue volunteer and runs Glenshee Ski Resort.
Facing them across the border are a bunch of North London wide boys. They call themselves the Elevators after Captain Ellis and because they like to come out on top.
My name's Ellis. I own a tyre shop in London and my team's called the Elevators. Roger and Sally are only just round the corner, they're 100 yards away.
Customer's coming in there, isn't it, Ellis? He's borrowed that drill again.
My name's Roger Turner. I'm a very good engine builder. I probably would be the brains behind the outfit. Sally, I've known since I was about 18. We're both lunatic motorcyclists.
My name is Sally. I'm basically a good all-round mechanic. I love to get stuck into things.
Hey, Frigo.
I'm the ideas man. I may not be able to finish it, but I can start it. You've got to be able to bodge anything on the day. If it's broken, fix it with a piece of wet string. As far as a good challenge for us on Scrap Heap, I think anything to do with motors would be very good for us.
To give the Elevators a bit of a lift, they've drafted in Swede Micke Nordström. He's a snowmobiling superhero with a personal best of 139 miles an hour.
OK, teams, gather round. Elevators.
Yes! Yes!
Meccano clan.
Yes! Oh.
Now, the weather looks set fair, but I've heard a change is on the way. Indeed, there have been reports of snow, so you better be on your mettle, because your challenge today is to build a great big, sturdy snowmobile out of scavenged scrap.
Yeah. OK, you know the rules. When the donga dongs, you'll have just 10 hours to build the speediest, coolest snowstormer in town.
OK, teams, you ready?
Yes! Yes!
We'll be taking the teams all the way to Mammoth Mountain in North California in pursuit of the right kind of snow to race their contraptions. This is what a proper one looks like. Modern snowmobiles usually have two skis and a large rubber track to spread the weight and stop them from sinking. They're a triumph of super lightweight engineering, crafted to eat up the snow at up to 60 miles an hour. Back on the scrap heap, the clan are concocting a plan.
Well, David, where do we start?
Big engine.
Yeah, bigger the better.
Within reason.
Right.
Yeah.
What, we're talking motorcycle engine or what?
Motorcycle engine, yeah.
What sort of size?
Between 250, 600cc.
Right.
Hopefully we'll get some kind of machine out there that's pretty well intact.
Yeah.
A motocross bike would be the best. Motocross and scrambler.
Extra travel.
And then we'll make a ski.
Right, yeah.
The Clan snowmobile sticks to the classic ski and track design. They need to find a light but fast motorbike like a scrambler from which they'll remove both wheels. They'll replace the front wheel with a single ski and the rear wheel with some sort of belt around a set of wheels. They'll then need to add some paddles to their track to give it traction in the snow. The downside of having one ski is that it won't be so stable and it'll be harder to turn, so they'd better find a nice light bike.
So basically grab as much as you can, as quick as you can.
If you find the bike that you want, a scramble, grab it.
Across the border, the Londoners are after a bike too, but they're junking decades of snowmobile design for a bizarre new look.
The front end on here.
What about just one big drum?
Yeah.
If you have something big enough though, then it'll...
Maybe a dry drum or something that's real wide.
Yeah, something like that.
So the whole thing's going to look like a car, front suspension, two double wishbone front suspension
or
like this,
ATV front end.
Yeah.
You know, a four-wheeler.
The elevators also need a motorbike. Their plan is to swap the front wheel with the suspension of a small car and then weld on two skis for steering. But they're junking traditional track. They're going to wedge the rear wheel of their bike into something like an oil drum. Then to give it extra bite on the snow, they'll stud it with strips of iron. It's totally off the wall, but it might just work.
Wishbone mountings.
Captain Ellis is keen to get going.
You know what you're going to get? Yeah. You look for the bits, you find them, you take the quad machine and follow him up,
Right. Go, boys, go.
Let's go.
Okay.
The teams will be battling to find a light, fast motorbike so it's foot down as they head out for a rumble in the jumble.
The London boys are mad keen bikers and they instantly spot an absolute peach.
The Scots get there just too late.
That's going to be...
They've got the scrambler.
They have or we have?
They have.
Get whatever else you can then, just keep raking.
We've got a Vespa.
Did they get the scrambler?
Yeah. That's not good.
That's not good.
The Clan can only lament their lousy luck and pray there's another good bike out there.
Right, okay.
With that nice light scrambler bike, those cocky Londoners have already got the crucial bit of their snowmobile sorted. But to stitch up the Scots, they half-inch another bike.
The Clan have found something.
Guys, you want to see if you can find something complete? This thing has no spark plugs and lots of things missing.
But it's a dud.
Steve and Dave, is it just spark plugs you're needing?
Just keep raking, we need to find a bike.
Oh, see ya.
I don't know much about bikes, boys, but that one looks like a bit of a dog.
Hannigan.
We've got plugs here, just bring it down. We're running out of options rather quick.
Maybe Stephen should start thinking where he can lay his hands on some huskies.
Pooch power is good enough for the Inuit, who used husky-drawn sleds to cover great distances across the Arctic. And it can be fun, but these days it isn't really practical to keep a pack of huskies in the garage in case of snow.
So, get back to the bus. I found something that'll be really good for the A-frames, I think.
Back on the heath, the leery Londoners are having a right old knees up.
I think we just need to keep the screws in.
They've nabbed loads of good gear and are getting that lovely motor all wired up and ready to rev.
Hiya.
All right.
The Clan are stuck on the starting blocks. They just can't find a working motorbike.
So what, you're looking for a motorbike that doesn't have lots of oil pouring out of it?
Basically.
It's based on a motorbike. Is it really a motorbike that goes on snow? Is that effectively what it is?
Exactly, yeah.
I've seen them in movies and things where they go... Yeah. But I don't know how they work. I don't know what makes them go along.
The Sassenachs rub salt in Scottish wounds as they get their lovely motor started.
Oh, that's not fair,
That's not fair.
That's very unusual.
An
engine that works that soon on scrappy... I'll tell you what, mate, it'll be terrible later on. If they have this head start,
they do.
But Captain Stephen is inconsolable.
It's just too easy. That's too easy. It never works like that.
Can't we just ride the bike?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're finished. Time's up.
The Cockneys are cock-a-hoop.
Well, we just can't do anything. I know. Can't even start cutting up box section until I get...
While the clan are facing calamity.
Bar engine, what's the priority?
If we don't have an engine, we don't have anything.
As I tell you now, there is nothing else.
If the clan can't find a working engine soon, they might as well take the high road home.
Teams, you have 9 hours remaining. 9 hours construction time remaining, teams.
What are we going to do for the other eight?
Have a nice dinner. What have we done?
Nothing.
Now, I have to say, you lot have already scored not one but two scrap heap firsts.
Why?
Well, one is having an engine running
this
early on in the day. The other one is actually you've been doing work already.
Well, we'll be finished in about 15 minutes.
I know.
We'll be finished before lunch.
You will be. And we'll be embarrassed. We'll have to kind of like somehow invent more difficulty.
No problem.
What's the kind of global scheme of things? What's the thing going to look like?
It's going to look like a motorcycle with a car front down.
Yeah.
A motorcycle with a car front down?
Yeah, but with a...
So you're going to have two
skis.
Two wheels, I was going to say.
Two skis
at the front.
Right.
With a big drum at the back, driving it like a paddle. Imagine like a paddle ship, like a steamship, like that. But instead of being driving water, you're driving snow.
Why is that the right kind of bike?
Because it's a two-stroke. And also that particular bike there is an off-road bike. It's quite a powerful, revvy bike. The motor's really nice.
The elevators must work out how to transfer the power from their drive sprocket to run their rear drum. Luckily for them, their scrambler is chain-driven. That makes it relatively easy to take off the rear wheel and stick it into some sort of drum using the existing sprocket and chain to connect it back up. There are no flies on these boys. And is there any north-south rivalry going on? I noticed a bit of bantering earlier.
Well, you know, we do feel a bit sorry for them because, you know, they are from, you know, up north, as it were, you know. But, like, it's a lot colder up there, so, of course, everything works a lot slower, you know.
You don't reckon they're going to manage the speed because it's cold in Scotland?
Well, it's not so much it's not the speed of the equipment, it's the speed of the workers, you see.
You're going to get in serious trouble. I'm saying nothing.
Starting the verse. Pull them back. Start it.
The clan can't even get their buggy going. There's very, very, very cocky talk in the elevators, can't
there? Well, at the moment, I don't want to agree with them on the top, but they're absolutely right. I think they have found the three most useless motorbikes on the set.
Well, I can
three
see
bikes, not one of them has got one slightest hope of ever working.
Oh, really?
All of them are completely rubbish. I mean, they're just smashed to bits.
I never, ever remember this happening before, within literally the first half hour.
When I heard that, I thought, they're finished, because that'll never work again, to have something working that quick.
So what is their plan, apart from to try and find a working motorbike in the Meccano?
It's fine, it'll be fine, they'll all cheer up soon.
But they haven't got any of the bits for any of it?
Nothing. They have no conveyor belt, no wheels to run the conveyor belt on, no motorbike, no engine, no chain. And I don't think they even have the ski for the front. I don't think they have any pieces they need at all, not one.
Everything we've got here is a waste of time. We're collecting scrap.
Ooh.
At last, the beleaguered Scots have something to smile about. Dad Colin has found a motorbike.
Grab the back end, it's very heavy.
And it's a monster. Colin used to be a panel beater on the buses, so he loves big hunks of metal. But aren't snowmobiles supposed to be light?
Oh, hey, what a team!
Oh, but the horn works. What a relief. So, just a little matter of the engine to check.
Londoners, the elevators, have got their hands on a washing machine. Could they be planning to launder their boiler suits?
Right, let's just have a look at this.
They couldn't find an oil barrel for the rear end of their snowmobile. Looks like they could be relying on that drum to give them spin speed.
What will our judge make of it all? He's snowmobile aficionado Jerry Bassett, editor of the top-selling American Snowmobiler magazine.
Take a seat. So what do you think of the elevator's plan for the washing machine drum? Is that a conventional design?
No, it's far from conventional, and I'm sure it's been discarded many years ago.
Right.
it may actually work as long as they put some kind of steel pattern across, some channel iron or something across.
Right, so that they've got something to dig it. Yeah, if it's just a smooth drum.
Yeah, yes!
Oh!
Oopsie!
And it'll probably have ample power, but they're going to need ample power because of the weight that they've got going there. So
the danger then, if it's a heavy machine, is that it just sinks in the snow and you can't move it.
It'll will literally go to the bottom of the snow.
Right. And at the moment, in this very early stage of the build, who's your money on?
I would go with the Clan because the motor that they have is, I think, is going to be stronger. It has more torque, and I think it'll be able to propel the vehicle a little bit better. Maybe not always satisfactorily, but I think it'll be more consistent.
Right. Scottish engineering finally pays off, and the plucky Clan are back in with a chance to stuff the Sassenax. Woo! Sounds very good.
The Clan bike sounds good, but at three times the weight of the elevator's scrambler, it could end up more snowplough than snowmobile. And the Clan's 750cc's doesn't give them three times the oomph of the elevator's 250cc's. That's because the Ellie's two-stroke engine fires twice as often for every revolution of the crankshaft as the Clan's four-stroke monster. This effectively doubles the Ellie's oomph up to 500cc's. So although it may seem that the Clan have the edge with the bigger bike, there's actually not much to choose between them.
So we're feeling quite confident here.
Better than we were.
Yeah.
Because it was all a bit kind of pear-shaped because they stole the bike and...
You're actually smiling now because this little baby runs, doesn't it?
I was getting a bit upset, but it's going now. So, yeah, less to worry about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a problem.
Bit lippy over
they're
there.
They're all full of mouth.
Giving it a bit
absolute
of that.
Full of mouth. Yeah, so long. Lippy slap heads. But I never said that.
Not quite so lippy now. The Londoner's washing machine plan is giving them a load of trouble.
It's enamelled. What's this made of? Well, hopefully it's steel. Steel, but enamelled.
Not very strong, will it?
Driving the thing is going to involve lots of fiddly engineering.
The plan is to replace the rear wheel of their bike with the washing machine drum. Because the drum's much wider than a motorbike wheel, they'll have to take off the chain and sprocket which runs the bike, bodge it on a piece of scaffold pole to the width of the drum, and then stick the sprocket back on. It's all a little bit complex.
You're still using the washing machine drum
drive system? Yeah, we're just trying... Roger's just now trying to get the tyre off that to wheel.
Right.
The wheel seems to fit almost exactly into the washing machine.
Wow.
So hopefully we'll be able to connect.
So that's basically all it is. All it's going to be is instead of where the normal bike wheel would have gone, you'll have a big, pretty big washing machine drum.
That's right. Yeah.
You can put a couple of t-shirts on. I've got some pants you can put in.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
well,
it's going on. Yeah.
I'm just worried that drum takes the power and it doesn't sort of buckle up.
Yeah.
I
don't know how. I mean, they're presumably quite strong because they've got to take a load of washing. I mean, you know, a big pile of wet socks, that's pretty heavy, isn't it?
Once the wheel's connected to it.
The wheel doesn't quite fit into the drum, so Roger cuts it down to size. If he gets it wrong, the Londoners will have mullered their machine.
No, I need a pair of scissors.
There's a growing mood of optimism north of the border. Scavenger David reports some possible material for their snow belt plan.
Hold on a second, David.
Ask him if it's rubber. Is it rubber track?
David, Dave's wanting to know if it's rubber track.
It's solid. It's off one of these industrial... conveyor belts. It is a industrial conveyor belt. Hello?
Hello! Oh, just a job!
Clan chieftain Collins jigging for joy at the sight of the belt.
What?
The Clan are on a roll. It's a comeback the like of which hasn't been seen since Robert the Bruce.
Do you want to be the proud owner to take it back? Do you know first?
Because this is a lot heavier than the bike you're originally going to go for.
I know.
And you've been talking about this one kind of like dainty little ski on the front. Is it not just all going to be a bit tipply-topply?
It might be, yeah.
Well, there we go.
Exactly.
And you found this is the snow belt, this stuff here?
This stuff here, yeah.
And is that the right spec?
Well, that's spot on. No, it's spot on. That's exactly what
Team Captain says.
That's a bit
why is it not
find.
Right?
Dave.
Apart from being spot on, but...
Yeah.
It's a little bit narrow and a little bit thin, but...
Well, thin that way or thin...
Both ways.
Well, so you might just wear it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'll add a little bit of extra interest in the race.
The clan will need lots of support on the snow. Imagine there's a puppy who's fallen through an icy lake and needs rescuing. If you walk on the ice, your weight is pressed down on a small area, increasing the pounds per square inch. The trick is to spread your weight out as much as possible and then edge forward to Fido. Hurrah! Hot chocolate all round, you're a hero. On the same principle, the clan have a big heavy bike, so they need a wide belt to spread their weight evenly over the snow. The larger the surface area, the less likely it is that they'll sink without trace.
Roger has cut down the elevator's motorbike wheel. Will it fit their drum? If he's cut too much off, they're back to square one.
Yeah, clamp it together.
No chance. They've got it sorted.
Pretty good at that.
Well, this is going to end up.
Good enough?
Yeah. Looks like a Formula One tyre.
Roger's used to something a little more racy.
Yeah, enough of these? You reckon these are strong enough?
We get about 20 of those in.
Yeah.
This is Roger in his more hirsute days, when he set alight Santa Pod on his souped-up race bike, Ramjet. He's been national super street biker champion twice and broke the top speed record when he reached a hair-raising 174 miles an hour. Mild-mannered Roger has quite a racy past.
666, the number of the beast.
That's okay, 666.
The number of the beast.
Yeah, go for that, 666.
Stephen's an MOT tester and his skills are in great demand. The clan are converting their 750cc bike into a sprocket drive to run their belt system. It's all very fiddly.
The clan's monster is a shaft drive bike. That means that instead of a sprocket and chain, the power is transferred from the engine to the back wheel via a drive shaft and a differential. They need to weld a sprocket onto the diff to turn the bike into a chain drive, which can then be linked up to run their belt and wheels propulsion system. Both teams are relying on good old-fashioned chains and sprockets to drive their snowmobiles. But if they come unstuck or snarl up, they'll find themselves at even less than snail's pace.
The clan have found a wider belt, which they're cutting down a bit because it's ripped to shreds. But will it still have enough surface area to stop their machine sinking?
No, straight. The clan were worried that their drive belt was too narrow because they had to cut it down.
I think they have a legitimate concern because the track, even though it's the same width, the length will give them a lack of flotation.
Because it's a lot shorter than this.
Right, and what you need is track surface, particularly with the weight of the vehicle that they're building.
Right. The idea with snowmobiles then is that you want to float over the surface. You don't want to dig in and get traction like you might want to in mud. You want to keep on the top.
Absolutely. It's not a snow submarine.
Right.
So you want to float over the top and not
go through it.
Sink.
It's a very important calculation, then. The clan need the biggest area that you possibly get, then.
Yes, with the weight that they have, they really could use a long and wide track at the back. No.
Right, and they've got a quite narrow short one.
Absolutely.
Now, what about the Ellies? Their wheel is now, it's beginning to take shape, isn't it? But, I mean, it's exactly the opposite. They've got much less this area in the snow, haven't they, with that?
Actually, it's shaping up quite well. I think they may be more successful than I originally thought
it
would be.
Yeah, no, I'm impressed with the way they're working now. I mean, it looks looking very neat.
Ashy Londoners, they've found a gleaming BMW bumper as ski material for their Featherlight Formula One Skidoo come washer dryer.
Yeah, I don't know, that's perfect. Yeah. Perfect, excellent.
While the courageous clan plan to build the giant haystacks of the snowmobile world has had another wee setback. They need six matching wheels, and they've got four odd ones. Are they doomed?
Will the London bike boys ski to glory with their modified washer-dryer, or can Scottish engineering get the clan back on track? Join us after the break. Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where a bonny bunch of bodgers are up against a team of boy racers from North London in our barmy bid to build a snowmobile from nothing but scrap.
The Lippy Londoners are streaking ahead with their plan to build a snowmobile out of a scrambling bike and a washing machine drum. But they've hit a bit of trouble trying to cut up a BMW bumper for skis. Looks like they make them out of tungsten. At last, they've beaten it. But their plan is mega complicated, and it's beginning to dawn on them that there's still a lot to do.
Before we came here, we said, right, what you got to do is keep things simple.
Yeah.
Then we met Mike, and simple went out the window.
But what would be the simple way of doing this? I mean, even now, if you wanted to simplify your plan.
It's how Mike's helping us make us a Formula One skidoo. You know, what we would have made would be something that would be a little less...
A 20-minute skidoo that basically lasts the course.
Yeah, hey, guys, I got two skis.
While Super Swede Micah has crafted state-of-the-art skis out of that top-quality BMW bumper,
thank you very much.
The Scots are happy with a twisted piece of wreckage off an E-Reg camper van for their runner.
They've already got a dirty great bike. Now they've built the heaviest ski in the history of winter sports.
Heat it and beat it.
They've got something. You know, this is a heavy bike. This is going to. When they've been past you in the snow, there'll be a 9-foot deep
grass.
Trench in front of you. You'll actually only just see the driver's head at snow level. And there'll be this thing down.
It's actually a grave digging machine.
Oh, lovely! Guys, we have steering.
Huh?
We have steering.
Well, hey!
The clan's steering plan is sensibly simple. They've welded on a couple of bits of metal under their monster ski. When they turn their handlebars, the metal rails will dig in and should help them turn. But their snowmobile is so top-heavy that going round corners is somewhat ill-advised.
Teams, you have 3 hours of rather wet construction time remaining. The storm clouds are gathering, teams. You have 3 hours remaining. Thank you. We can see now what the clan are doing with their steering. It does look quite big and cumbersome. Is that going to work, do you think?
Right, actually, that may work. It'll work definitely in a straight line. A conventional snowmobile has a wide ski, not obviously as wide as that.
Right.
But they're lightweight, unlike a downhill ski, for example.
Right.
Basically, what it is a rudder in the snow, or a snow rudder.
Right.
And so when they turn, it forces the snow, and it gives them some direction.
Right, so it pushes it round.
Right. I think that the Ellies will work substantially better than the Clan. I think the Clan are going to be in a great deal of trouble when they come to the first turn.
Right.
And then they're going to be sitting high, so they're in a high center of gravity.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an unwieldy beast at best.
No, it's not pretty. I don't think you can call their machine pretty yet.
No.
But I may have to take that back. I may have to eat my hat.
I don't think you'll have to worry about your hat.
Hey, Rod.
No snowplow for the elevators. They put together an over-sophisticated integrated suspension and steering system.
How's it actually going to work?
Well, this one you can see is a ski. It's going to work both as part of steering and as part of the front suspension. So
right.
It's kind of both.
Oh, so that will allow you to.
Well,
kind of
if you just kind of hold on to that, when I hit the bump, that one is going to move.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Very flash. Can you make any sort of estimate as to what sort of speed this might go?
I don't know. 60-70 miles per hour, maybe?
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
A flat course, yeah.
Micah's steering and suspension system will be welded onto a frame on either side of the bike. The handlebars will turn the skis left and right to steer, while big springs welded into the front car wishbone structure provide suspension, allowing each side to rise and fall independently. If all goes according to plan, it should make for a nice, comfy ride.
Star snowmobiler Mika is taking this suspension malarkey very seriously. He knows that in mountain areas, good suspension's a must. Over 4 million people own snowmobiles, but not many of them go in for these kind of manoeuvres. Extreme snowmobilers ride special machines souped up with fuel injection, no gears and go faster stripes. They can handle most kinds of snowy terrain. And they sneer at Pelican crossings.
Back on the heat with an hour to go, the weather's not so pretty. But the clan are used to rain. They're getting on with assembling the frame for their wheels and track. It's really taking shape. The elevators have started adding snow paddles to their drum. They've got dozens to weld on and stacks of other jobs to do.
So, Jerry, we're at the start, in the snow, with both machines running. I'm not being wildly over-optimistic here. I think they will be. What's going to happen when we drop the flag?
Well, I think that the clan will get away first.
Right.
I think that they've got the power, and I definitely think in a straight line and acceleration they'll go quickly and get off first. But I think that once they get to the first turn, or maybe even a first bump, I think the thing will totally come unglued.
Right.
The Ellies, on the other hand, have really surprised me. They've done a really nice job. The race car front suspension that they've developed, I think, will be definitely an advantage in the handling.
Right.
The only problem that they may have is getting off the starting line.
Yeah.
But they won't have quite the power that the clan has.
Yes.
But I think that by the time they get to any turn, they will be they will be right there, and they probably will get around them.
Yeah.
A betting person will put their money on the Ellies.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're one of those betting people.
And I'm one of those betting people, and I would actually volunteer to drive.
Oh, you'd have a go on that one?
Oh, that's, absolutely.
That's, well, there we go.
I don't think I would want to tackle this other thing. I'd probably fall off and get a face full of snow.
Yeah, yes, I've got a feeling that might be the case. Yeah.
It's basically start well, goes straight on.
The teams, you have 30 minutes remaining. 30 minutes build time remaining, gentlemen. Plenty of time. Thank you.
Give it a yank!
The clansmen are in high spirits and catching up fast.
This is going to come up, is it?
What's that?
This is going to
There's
come up.
Just a tinge of tension in the elevator camp.
Oh, we've got to be down there, yeah.
Okay. That's the right height.
What's that?
The height's right.
Those smooth city slickers are realising that their fancy suspension system is a nightmare to fit on.
No, Megan! Hey!
Roger has got his chain drive in a right old tangle. He could well be a few links short.
That's all it is, really, 3 links.
The clan coolly and calmly weld on. Scott's grit is shining through.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure, right.
Teams, you have 15 minutes remaining. 15 minutes remaining, teams. And Mika is forced to make last-minute adjustments to that poncy suspension.
Bigger moles, you got bigger moles here?
Yeah, it's on the bench. Yeah.
Oh.
Ellis is losing his cool. Looks like the lippy Londoners have bitten off more than they can chew.
Let's start them up.
A few last-minute tweaks to the clan snowmobile, and there's even time for a wee jig. It's an unseemly dash. Can they make it to the finish line?
No, don't worry.
Just undo that while it happens.
Suit you.
The clan's machine is really looking like a snowmobile. Just the safety cage to pop on.
That's wonderful.
I'm filling up, dude! I'm filling up!
And the Ellies have made it by the skin of their teeth. OK, snowblowers, your time is up!
Yes!
Well done, teams. Now, you all remember to wrap up warm, you hear? Because tomorrow we're going to head for the hills and the big mountain country of Mammoth, Northern California, US of A. Yee-haw!
Just turn around, we'll be all right.
Has clan confidence bounced back yet?
Oh,
so if there's a bit of a machine that you think is going to be the first to kind of explode or give out, what would you say it is? Just the whole thing?
The whole
track, basically.
The track?
Yeah.
Or coming off, or just
disintegrating.
Disintegrating at high speed.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to go to warp speed, so that's going to be the test for it.
And that's why you've got the guard there, because you're a bit nervous.
Very nervous.
Very nervous, OK.
Will the elevators streak into the lead with a Formula One featherweight skidoo made out of a washer, dryer and a scrambling bike?
Or will the clan be giving the Satanax some slaps with their hefty heap of metal and a checkout conveyor belt?
We're here at Mammoth Mountain, where these mighty peaks certainly live up to their name. It's a wonderland of snow and ice, and it's the perfect setting for testing out our scrappy snowmobiles. I knew those driving lessons would come in handy. We thought we'd add a little sophistication to the challenge and make it a task worthy of Bond. Miss Moneypenny here will fill you in.
Really, James? Today's challenge is designed to test the team's manoeuvrability, stability and velocity.
We have a circular course with a 300-metre diameter. Each team gets 10 minutes to do as many laps as possible in their snowmobile. In the event of breakdown, they'll be allowed to do repairs and restart two more times. The team that notches up the most laps in 10 minutes will be the snow champs.
We've given them an hour for some last-minute tinkering on their machines. North Londoners, the elevators, have knocked up an over-engineered snowmobile with snappy steering and top-quality suspension, and a washing machine drum to drive the thing.
The Scots are not impressed. But the Ellies give it another go, and this time it goes like a dream. She's a beauty. Unlike the clan's machine, they're slapping on a coat of paint, but their top-heavy 750cc monster wouldn't win any beauty contests, and she corners like a juggernaut.
Scary.
It's very high up.
The London bikers are up first, and Super Swede Mika takes the Formula One snowmobile up to the start line.
Okay, here they go.
But oh dear, that sounds ugly.
Something big has come off.
He lost his sprocket.
He lost his sprocket. That wasn't what you'd call a long run, was it?
No, it was not a long run.
He didn't quite make it to the start line.
It was a flying start.
It was a flying stop.
Oh.
It come undone. Look, Rog, it did. It come undone.
Did it?
Yeah, look.
They welded a sprocket onto the drive of their bike engine so they could transfer the power via a chain to another sprocket driving their drum. But their Formula One bike couldn't take Formula One revving. And that all-important drive sprocket fell off.
Yeah. I've been saying that all the time, that one.
Now, the Ellies have a major problem now.
No, I won't have that.
Time for emergency repairs.
Yeah, doesn't really matter.
A couple of feet.
Is that right?
With the Formula One team in the pits, the clansmen take to the start line. How many laps can they do in 10 minutes?
I just hope it goes.
It will.
Confidence is high.
All right, this is it. They're at the start line. They've got to go further this time. They've got to make more than a foot. It's in gear. Moving, it's moving.
Pushing is allowed, but it won't get them very far.
It's moving.
Power.
Moving uphill.
Right.
The clock is still ticking.
I'm going to go and measure it. I've got a tape measure.
Okay.
Come help me measure it.
Oh, no, he can't. Stop. I'll go and check it out.
Let's see that run again. It's a storming start. But after all of 20 metres, it looks like the gradient defeats them.
Are you broken?
Chains off, yeah.
Chains off.
Right.
Well, that was You know. Their sprocket's intact, but the chain's jumped off it. How far did they get before disaster struck?
30, thank you.
To the front of the machine.
To the front of the machine.
Go on, Bob, be
I'd
nice.
I'd say 70 foot.
70 feet.
70 feet, guys.
They're fighting the clock to get that chain back on.
Right. Go,
one, two, three.
Yes! And the chain is on.
Get away,
quick! 4 minutes.
Pure Scottish brute force, that's what I like to see.
After some swift surgery, they're off again with just 6 minutes left. Look at them go. Nowhere.
It's 5 minutes.
The brave hearts are losing heart.
Stephen's got the slight look of someone who might have given up.
We're now up to 100 and... We've got 123 feet in how many minutes, Jerry? 5 minutes.
Yeah, what's the time?
Six minutes. 6.5 minutes coming up.
So the clan have less than 4 minutes and just one restart left. Can they take the high road or are they stuck in the lowlands?
Come on, Dave.
Very good.
Chain's still on.
And they're off.
Chain's still on.
I mean, they are sort of pushing. They are still sort of pushing, more or less.
Let go now.
But it's more Scott-powered than engine-powered, and they soon run out of puff.
Stephen's
they're dropping. The team members are... Oh, it's come off again. That's it.
That's it.
That was a very final kaput.
10 minutes.
What are we going to measure the rest of it? Do you want us to measure it? I guess we better have.
And then we're worried about brakes.
53.
Oh, Dave. Don't put it on again.
No, but I'm just taking it off so we can move it off the track.
This can't be good. Look, you've caused almost death. But actually, look, it's Dad who's still standing.
Come on, children!
Children at home, what's your mathematics like? What's 153 plus 30? It's 183.
Nearly half a lap. That's not bad.
213 feet, 200, and...
With their three starts all used up, the clan's race is over. How far did they get?
273 feet.
So the Scots rack up a total of 273 feet. High-speed cameras show they achieved a mind-blowing 0.3 of a mile an hour.
Just leave it as a monument to the Scottish kind of...
No. Put it sideways so they can't get by.
That's it. Beautiful. The Meccano clan were here.
No, hang on a minute, guys. Because you're talking almost as if you've lost.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's a good point, actually.
An equally tragic machine.
There's a machine down there with a washing machine tub strapped to the back of a motorbike.
But the cocky London boys have got their sprockets well sorted and they still reckon they can thrash the clan. They're taking a long run up to the start line.
They come. They're definitely moving.
They're
off. Oh dear.
And that's off.
The distance. What do you reckon?
What we're looking at?
I say. Feet.
No. 9 feet.
No.
No. Oh, that's from the beginning of their skis to the start line.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
9 feet.
9 feet.
I don't know what time would you say that. Well, they take 9 feet in about 19 seconds. So they're doing well.
Swedish snowmobile champ Mika is used to top speeds of 130 miles an hour. He's wishing he'd stayed in Stockholm. The Londoner's sophisticated machine has been let down again by that sprocket.
Yeah. Well, their time, 10 minutes to do 273 feet, so that's your target.
Get the world rover. Get a hammer list.
I had such high hopes for this one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, me too. I thought that would really rip round. And it's, right. It does move when it's moving, but it's kind of...
But it doesn't move very far.
Yeah, and it seems to break itself pretty quick.
Put the sprocket in your hand. That's it. Hasn't moved.
Robert to Cathy, over.
Go ahead, Roberto.
I'm just inquiring as to how terminal the damage is, or if it's repairable.
No, eminently repairable. We've sent for a spot welder, a crowbar probably, and I think we'll be there.
I can't believe that comes off.
So you can probably tell, they're employing the Big Hammer School of Engineering.
So is it what's happened again? Is it the same thing?
It's the same bit, yeah, but it's basically...
They've both been sunk by their drive, isn't it? The engines work, unusual for Scrappy. The actual traction bits on the wheels works.
Yeah.
The steering works, unusual for Scrappy.
That's true, actually.
You know, everything, all that works, and it's just both of them have been sunk by chains.
That bracket flicks about.
But the elevators have got it going, and this time they really fancy their chances.
Super champ Mika gets ready to race.
They've got to get it out that hole, haven't they, really? It's not going to pull itself out.
They've got just over 3 minutes left to beat the Scots' 273-foot record.
Whoa, 7 minutes.
It's eating up the snow, but not quite in the way they planned.
Now, if they can get 300 feet, they can win this thing. They may make it. He's trying to shift the gears, I think. There goes the chain again.
Our time was.
How we time was.
They get one more attempt.
Is it?
The chain's back on. It's all or nothing. Can the Londoners get far enough in their last run to beat the Scots' 273-foot total? It's all over. The teams wait anxiously as the final measurements are confirmed.
So you got 70 there.
70 to here.
Plus 24, 94 feet.
Absolutely correct.
Well, that was difficult. That wasn't easy, guys. It was not an easy decision to make. There's no doubt about it that the Meccano clan got the furthest and are therefore the winners today.
So despite their chain problems, the Bonnie Scots are through to the next round.
Breathtaking scenery above ground to an awe-inspiring project below. Extreme Engineering takes us into the 90-kilometre-long Alp Transit Tunnel. Next on Discovery.